Hi, and welcome to the Group X-Files. This is the podcast for demystifying the secrets of becoming a successful group exercise instructor. I'm your host, Sarah Keller, and I can't wait to share with you the two decades of experience I have and what that's taught me in terms of leading thriving and full group exercise classes. That's right. It's another bonus episode. Today's bonus episode topic is 2-minute touch points. This content is mostly geared for group exercise managers and directors, but if you're a group exercise instructor looking to see things from the other sides, listen on. All right, group exercise managers and directors, let's talk about the 2-minute touch point. It's not quite the same thing as a 2-minute drill, but the 2-minute touch point goes so much further than we could ever imagine with our teams. It's the same thing that when we're encouraging our instructors connecting with their members day in and day out when they're in the rooms with them, teaching classes, leading classes, taking that minute before class, taking that minute after class to create those connections. The members remember that, right? All we're doing is taking that same concept and applying it to our own team, right? If the members feel good when our instructors check in with them. Hey, how's your granddaughter doing? Or hey, how'd that soccer game go last week? Or whatever it happens to be that they remember. The members are like, wow, this person cares about me. They remembered enough that this was happening and then to also follow up on it. And we're taking that same concept and applying that to our teams so that they feel the same way. And it can be really hard when we have a big team, right? Easy if you have 10 people. Heck, you could do a weekly 2-minute check-in if you got 10 people on your team, right? That's easy enough. Small team. Now, that's not to say you don't have plenty of other things fighting for your time and attention. But a smaller team, by nature, is going to be easier to find those touch points with. But when you're managing a team of 50, 75, 100 instructors, it can be a lot more challenging to find the time to check in with them. And not just to find the time, but to make the time to check in with them. And it doesn't have to be in any sort of huge way. It can be the smallest thing, right? Now, certainly there are bigger milestones to check in on. You know someone's going to a training. So after that training, whether it's the day after or within that week after, hey, I'd love to hear about how that training went last weekend when you have time. Give yourself time to, you know, decompress from the training. I'd love to hear how it went. Simple as that. Maybe, you knew an instructor had something going on in their personal life. Maybe they were getting married or maybe they were becoming a grandparent or whatever it is. Hey, how was the wedding? Hey, did your daughter have her baby yet? Right? 2 minutes is all it takes. Even whether it's text, email, depending on how your team communicates, it doesn't have to be a phone call. These 2-minute touch points sometimes are almost better in a very casual sense, a text or an email. Because then, number one, if you're not used to your boss calling and you see the phone call coming from your boss, you're like, oh geez, what'd I do? What's going on? What's wrong? Right? That negative connotation comes in mind. But then once you get on the phone with someone, you feel compelled to have a longer conversation. And it's not that we don't want to have those conversations with our teams, but we lead busy lives and our team leads busy lives. So they might just as well send you to voicemail just because they don't have the time for a conversation and they want to hear what you were calling about first. Either through the dread perspective or the, I really don't have time to talk to this person right now. Let me just see and I'll call them back when I have time. But if you just shot off a quick text or an email or what's up or whatever way you communicate with your team casually, just send them that message. They can get the message whenever they're able to access it. They can see that you were caring to check in on them, and then they can respond to it at will, whenever they want. They don't have to feel compelled to respond in any sort of immediate way. They can do it at their leisure. They can, you know, take a moment and enjoy the fact that you checked in on them. And it doesn't have to be on any sort of set schedule. Like, oh, I've got 100 instructors, so let me hit these 10 instructors this week, and I'll hit this next 10 the following week, et cetera, et cetera. Or let me make sure at least X number of times I check in a year. No, it doesn't have to be as stiff and as formulaic as that. The more organic it can be, the better. But when you remember those little things about their team, right? Like one of my instructors, like, is an independent filmmaker, and she had, you know, one of her short films accepted for some award, and she was super excited about it. And she had messaged me. She didn't write me about it because we talk about those things. She had messaged because a class that she had picked up to sub, it turned out that this awards event was going to be the day that she was subbing. And so she was going to have to reopen it, and she just wanted to let me know why. So then, of course, you know, I made a little note in my calendar to follow up with her a week later. That's the key, right? If there's something that's of a timely nature, put a note in your calendar. That's my secret, at least. Whatever you use to remind yourself of something, do that. Then that reminder pops up, and you're like, oh, right, Maria had that film and that awards thing. Let me follow up with her and see how that went for her. And then they're like, holy crap, my boss remembered this? Man, that's awesome. And they feel good about that, especially if you lead a bigger team and they know you lead a bigger team. They're like, wow, that's impressive that out of all these people, they remembered me and they remembered this about me. And it goes a long way towards creating a positive culture. We talked about culture, building a team culture in a prior podcast, and why that positive culture is so important. In these 2-minute touch points are really that quick, right? You can fire off several texts or emails within that 2 minutes. It's not even like 2 minutes per instructor. And like I said, it's not about making it forced. It's finding those organic moments to connect with different instructors. And that just furthers their belief in you and your guidance. Because if you are someone who is interested enough to follow up with them and inquire about things, you might be someone who truly is invested in them doing better, being better, and then they might listen to feedback more openly, right? Especially when we provide constructive feedback, feedback for people to grow from. Those 2-minute touch points go a long way in establishing that we have a relationship and a camaraderie with that instructor, right? My team is currently at just over 100 instructors, somewhere between 100 and 110, I would have to count. But almost every instructor, I could tell you something about their personal life. Actually, I'd say every instructor, I can tell you at least one thing that's not what program they teach. Whether it's what their job is, whether it's that they are recent grandparents, whether it's that they are pursuing some sort of doctoral program, whatever that is, it's important to me to find those connections with my team. And then to follow up on those connections a few times throughout the year, because that becomes important to them. And we all want buy-in from our team, right? It's very hard to create buy-in when you don't know who you're getting buy-in from and they don't know who they're buying into. We talked about transparency in an earlier podcast, but being wholly open with them, letting them know a little bit about who you are, both professionally, maybe personally, like y'all don't have to be besties. We don't need to be besties with everyone on our team. Not even close. It's probably better that we're not. But having these connections is important to developing a team. So there is a little bit of a wall we have to let down, and it could be the very basics. Like they could know that, yeah, you're a group X director by day and you're a mom of three by night and you like A, B, and C type of activities, right? That's not getting super personal. That's nowhere near like confidant type relationship with your instructors. But it allows them to know a little bit about you as a human, to know who they're dealing with. And then, like I said in the transparency podcast, it's not a bad idea to acknowledge your shortcomings, right? So I'm not talking about in the context of these 2 minute touch point things, right? But just in terms of a connection strategy. And I'm not saying acknowledge your shortcomings in order to connect with people, right? But just the more they see that, oh, we are willing to fess up to something when we haven't maybe done it its justice, gives them that additional feeling of, oh, this person really is on the up and up. This person really is looking out for me because they're not just looking out for themselves and trying to make scapegoats every time something goes wrong, right? They're enough of a good person to own up to things. I only say that in the context of 2 minute touch points because if you've done the work behind the scenes, these 2 minute touch points will go even further. And if you haven't really done that work and laid that groundwork yet, they'll start. Those 2 minute touch points will help to start laying the groundwork because they'll see that you're reaching out to them. You're trying to make some sort of connection. Even if it's a little bit indirect. So-and-so told me this. Congratulations. So-and-so told me that. How'd it go? Right? So it could be on a lot of things. Or you know an instructor's going out for a hip replacement. We've got like hip replacements. It seems like it's like a little bit of a contagion going around recently. Check in with them. You don't need, you know, every single detail of the rehab. And it's not that you're pressuring them to get back to work. It's simply because on a human level, you want to know that they're okay and that they're recovering and that they're feeling better. And I think a lot of the times as managers and directors, we hesitate to do these things because we don't want people to feel like we're being nosy or we're pressuring them in some way. But it's really all in building that relationship with them first so that you can shoot that casual message and check in on something or follow up on something or shoot a congratulations about something without them feeling some sort of, what's the catch here? What's the ulterior motive? Oh gosh, are they trying to rush me back to work? Right? If we take the time and these little moments along the way, it really does help our team feel valued. And when they feel valued, they work harder, they work better for us. And so this is not some sort of tactic to get people to work better. Not at all. It's simply a way to build a stronger team so that you don't have to use tactics, so that things do organically happen within your team, so that people do organically look after each other. So my challenge to you is to try this in the next week, the next 2 weeks. If you have a small team, hit everyone in the next 2 weeks with some sort of 2 minute touch point. Hit everyone if you have a small team. If you've got a big team, go through that list of names and figure out what people you know you can organically touch base with and on what topics. And start with those, right? Give yourself kind of a goal. I want to do 10 this week. Just to see how it goes. And you might be like, man, this feels really good because then the instructor writes you back and they're like, oh, geez, thanks for checking in. I can't believe you remembered. And then that feels good, right? And it doesn't have to continue to go back and forth between you. That can be it. But it's just that acknowledgement of they're a person worth acknowledging and remembering, just like we expect our instructors to do with our members, because then that makes our members feel good. So if we're modeling that from the top down, it's easier for them to use that model on their members, right? That makes sense, right? It's like parenting. It's like parenting 100 instructors. Sometimes does feel a little bit like that, doesn't it? Let's be honest. But you role model what you want your people to do. So if you're not checking in with people, what makes your instructors feel like they should be checking in with their people? So do that from the top down. Check in on your people. Heck, flip that on your boss and check in on your boss. Do a 2 minute touch point above you, not just below you. You'd be amazed at how far that goes in starting to build rapport between people. And our business is all about rapport between people. That's why people come back to class. So take the time, take the challenge over the next week, 2 weeks. initiate those touch points, see how they feel, see how it's going, and hopefully it's going well, and you continue to build that momentum and you continue to build your team, I think you're going to find that it's a hugely positive shift. If you enjoyed today's episode, heck, even if you didn't, go ahead and hit that subscribe button because we have plenty more group exercise instructor development content coming your way, and you want to get it while it's hot and fresh. See you next time on the Group X Files.